We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're beginning Chof Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, talking about Pasei Berayis. Amar Yitzchak Ba'arda, Lo Hutru Pasei Berayis El Oyre Golem Vavad. This heter of making something a Rishus Yachid with Pasei Berayis, that means you have these Amma walls on the corner, Amma in each direction on the corners, the four corners, and even though it's mostly open, that helps, as long as there's only 10 amas in between. If you want mandiyama, or 13 and a third amas, if you other mandiyama, so it's a good big kula, this shishiyachid. It only works, the only masakin that it works with the raisa, but with the rabbana doesn't work. And with the raisa, they said that even the rabbana works for oyla regalim. That means the people going up to oyla regalim. And we'll see later on the Gemara, means any tzarech mitzvah, they were makel for pasi berois, and they said they're carrying it if it's a tzarech mitzvah. But only for oyla regalim bavad. The Braisa says, Lehutru Pasi Berois El Gav Behema Bavad. The Braisa says they were only Mater Tzarech Behema. It sounds like any Behema, not Dafka El Regalim, any Tzarech Behema. That's the Mars Kasha. That's what Tayyar Sarah Sunday Mars Kasha. That sounds like any Behema, it's Mutter. The Mars answers, My Behema, Behema is El Regalim. We're talking about a Behema, it's only Mutter if a Behema is El Regalim, La Fuke, to exclude a person. Even an earlier golem of a person, he can't allow him to carry. But why? He has an eitzah. He could climb into the bar and drink out of the bar. Aval adam metapes va'olo metapes v'yeru, which means he climbs into the bar and he climbs out of the bar. He could drink straight from the pit without carrying into the Rishus HaRavim. V'eitim v'arakasha v'eini v'amarav Yitzchok amarav Yehuda Mashmua l'hutru pasi v'royo yisrael l'ber mayim chayim v'vat. Pasi v'royo is only mutter if it's a spring water, if it's a well that has fresh water in it. But if it's a well, if it's just a pit that you pour water into, which is muddy water, it doesn't work. It's not good. The Pasi Berayis will not work for that. If the whole thing is Tzarech Behema, there's no difference between Chayim and Mechnosim, because a Behema doesn't care if it's fresh spring water or if it's water in a pit. He doesn't care. So if the whole purpose was for Behema, why Dafka Mayim Chayim? So my answer is, Be'ina midi techaz l'adam. Avad that the takana was tzarech behemus, but you need something that's chazir la'adam. Why? Zog Rashi. Rashi, second Rashi on the top says that since kim the mayim mashal mechitza, since it's a day water that we're making at the mechitza, has to be a chashad dega water. Be the mayim chashuvim. But of course, l'maisa, it has to be tzarech behema. And Allah is, and he's chashav water that's royal la'adam. And all the rishonim speak out that if it's left over, of course, the Adam is allowed to drink from it. It just means that the only way to put a Pasi Berayis is a Tzarech Behema. Once you have a Tzarech Behema, if there's any extra water that they took out and they're carrying the Pasi Berayis, the Adam is allowed to drink from it. Taisus here speaks it out, Taisus Rosh speaks it out also as well. Like upon it comes out, it's only Mutter for Pasi Berayis, only for Oyla Regalim and Dafka for Behemus. And it has to be Mayim Chaim. Those are three conditions that we have for Pasi Berayis. So the Gemara, Gufa. Lahutru Pasi Berayis al Behem Vavad. The whole het is for a behema, aber adam metapes v'olam metapes v'yerit. But a person, you have eitzi, go in, climb in, and climb out. Vim hoy rechavim. Let's say the pit, this bar, this well, was very wide, and the only way he climbed down is by holding on to two sides and letting himself down. But if it's very wide, he can't do a rock climbing on one wall, and therefore he's not going to be able to get in and drink water. Then even for adam will be mekel. Vim hoy rechavim, afil adam nami, it's mutter. So the Braisa Vaiter, V'lo Yemali Odom Mayim, this Braisa is familiar because we had it before on Chofam Beis twice in two Lashonis. V'lo Yemali Odom Mayim, you should not fill up water and feed your animal with that water. Ava Mamali Hu, you could fill up the water from the bar, V'shoyfech V'Behemah, you pour it in front of Behemah, V'shoyfech V'Lai, let him drink by itself. Let him drink by itself. That's the Braisa says. Maskevar of Anon, M'kein, Maha Ilu Pasiv Royis. What's the point of Pasi Berayis if you can't feed the animal? What do you mean? What's the point? L'malis behem, to fill up water and put it in front of the behema. The Gemara says, no, this is how you mean to ask. Rav Anna means to ask like this. It says in the Braise, in the Mishnah, that you have to have enough room for the Roish of Ruba, the behema, to be in there. If you're never feeding the behema directly anyway, you're pouring it on the floor and letting the behema drink, so why would you need Roish of Ruba of the behema? So you could have answered that there's a difference. If you're holding on, that the one case is that you're holding on to the keli and the behema, and then you need reish ruba. And the case we're not allowed to feed is we're not holding on to the behema, like we have before, such idea. But Tosfos speaks out in Devar Masleman, the second Teretz, says inami svirle the benokad mod of nokad law. If you're holding on to the behema, you're being a reish ruba. You don't need reish ruba. So his kasha is that if you're holding on to the behema, you don't need reish ruba. If you're not holding on to the behema, so then why can't you feed the behema? What's this braisa talking about that says you cannot feed the behema directly? L'chaira, what's the problem? You have reish ruba. The Mishnah said you have reish ruba. And it must be talking about where you're not holding on to the behema, because if you're holding on to the behema, you don't need reish ruba. That's the kasha. Abaya, the famous Abaya that we had yesterday, on yesterday's daf, this braisa that says you cannot feed an animal directly is talking about a specific case. And the case is where the behemoth is standing on Shushi Yachid and it has in front of it this avos, this trough, also that's a Shushi Yachid, and this thing goes into the Shushi Rabim, and he made pasi brois around the bar, and he wants to feed the behemoth directly and hold it over the avos as he walks towards the behemoth. That is not allowed, the Gemara said before, because it's a gzera, it might break, he might put it down, and he might carry it from Shirabim to Shushiyachid. But Roshay Nichas Ben Apasim, Vechulu means to look at Gemara Chafon Beis, and you'll see all the details of what that means. Basically, the problem there is that you might come to carry this bucket if the Avis, if the trough breaks, you might put it down and carry it. That's the problem. Akpam, that's the case that you now feed the behemoth directly. So, we're going to move on to more about possibilities, but a different sugya. And he'll have a little tchumen in this also. Amrav Yirmi ba'aba marav. Ein borgunim be'bavel ve'loi pasi ve'rois ve'chutzlaretz. Borgunim means if someone wants to walk very far, he has to make an erev tchumen. He can't walk out of a city more than 2,000 amas. That's the halacha. But there is a way he could extend the city. If he makes houses every 70 amas, so then he could extend the city. Every house, 70 amas, extends the city 70 amas. So he can make 10 houses within 70 amas of each other. He'll basically extend the city 700 amas in that way. Now, who's building a house? Just to walk out Trumim. So they have something called Borgunim. Borgunim is a place that's 4 amas by 4 amas big. And it's roided to live in there. It has a four walls and a roof. It's called a Borgunim. And that works. That works to extend the city. But Rav says, but Bavel, you can't use Borgunim. We'll see in a second why. But loy pasi b'royis b'chus laretz. There's no heter of pasi b'royis in chutz laretz. There's only a heter of pasi b'royis in maybe Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael, but not in chutz laretz. The Gemara explains. Borgunim of Bavel loy, why can't you use Borgunim of Bavel? Why can't you use his eitz of making these little huts to extend the city? Why can't you do that? The shchicha bitki. Because there's a lot of floods. There's flooding in Bavel. And if there's flooding, what's going to happen is the Borgunim will float away. And therefore, they're not secure, and they can't extend the city that way. A regular little hut, a little thatched roof there, a little hut, it's not going to work. Why not? There's no Mesiftas there. There's no Euler Regalim, obviously, in Chutz Laretz. No one goes up to the Beis HaMikdash, Chutz Laretz, Beis HaMikdash. And there's also no Mesiftas there. And there's no mitzvah of people going up to learn Torah. And therefore, in Chutz Laretz is never a heter passive rise, because it's only a heter for tzarech mitzvah. There are no mitzvahs in Chutz Laretz that could be matim, that could allow the passive rise. Aval ipcha avdinan. But if it's lashon, the opposite you could do. It means, borgunin amutah in Chutz Laretz, because there's no flooding. And passive rise amutah in Bavel. Why? Because there are mesiftas in Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael, obviously both are amutah. Now we're talking about Bavel. Bavel was saying borgunin are not allowed, but passive rois are allowed. And in Chutz Laretz, borgunin are allowed and not passive rois. Ikadamri, another version. Amarav yir ba'ab amarav. Ain borgunin or passive rois, loy be Bavel, loy be Chutz Laretz. You can't use borgunin and passive rois, neither Bavel, neither Chutz Laretz. Mark explains. Borgunin be Bavel loy, the shichi bitki, because there's a lot of flooding. Be Chutz Laretz nami loy shichi. Because they can't do Borgunin either. Why? Shichi gambe. There are ganovim who will just take the hut away. And therefore, also they're not secure. Pasi v'royis v'bavel loy, why not? The shichi maya, because there's a lot of water. There's no purpose of being allowing pasi v'royis, because there's a lot of water, accessible water there. You don't have to come on to pasi v'royis. And v'chutzor z'nami loy, lo shichi m'sifta. Like I said before, there's no m'siftas, therefore there's no heter of making the passive rois, because no mitzvah, no tzarech mitzvah there. Amalei, tomorrow now we'll just say a little gemara about the borgunin. Amalei v'chis, l'amari b'rei d'rav huna, b'rei d'rav yirmi ba'ava. Amri, they say that I heard about you, Chis told this to Mari b'rei d'rav huna, b'rei d'rav yirmi ba'ava. So he told Mari, I heard about you, I see you in Barnish, b'knish l'daniel, I heard you came on Shabbos from the city of Barnish, to the base of Medrash of Daniel. Daniel had a base. Daniel lived at one point in Babel, and he used to daven in Babel, like it says in the pasuk in Daniel. Ve'kiven psichon lelei ba'aliyasa. His windows were facing Jerusalem. So that's actually how we learn he's supposed to daven towards Jerusalem from Daniel. So he had they called that place the Shul of Daniel. Now, he walked one Shabbos from Baranish to Beit Knesset Daniel, which was how long was that? It was Yud Beis Mil. That was Klosei Parsei B'Shabbos. It was three Parsei. Each Parsei was 4 mil, which is 12 mil. He walked 12 mil on Shabbos, which is much more. Each mil is 2,000 Amos. It was 12 times the Tum. He walked on Shabbos from this Beis Medrash to that Beis Medrash, which is around 8-9 miles he walked. So the question is, how do you do that? I said at home, am I some chisu? So it must have been yeah, Borgonin. You must have, you know, I'm Dalin Kavskos. You probably put Borgonin there. Break the marble. How am I avu or davuch? He asked him. Rav Chisda told Murray, your grandfather said Mishmei the Rav. We have before. It's Rav Yirmiya ba Abba Omar Rav. And here we said this is Murray Braid Rav Huna Braid Rav Yirmiya ba Abba. So his grandfather said over Mishmei the Rav, ain't Borgonin Babel. You don't can't use Borgonin Babel. So how do you walk there? Nofak, he went out and showed him. He showed him that these leftover from these buildings that were there within 70 amas of the city, and that's how he walked. And if you look into the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like this: there's a few ways to make to extend the city. If you have a house, that's one way. Another way is if you one time had a house here, and what's left is either three walls or two walls and a roof. Then the halacha is that could also extend the city, even though no one lives there anymore. But if it once was a house and the foundation and the walls are still there, that will allow you to walk. And that was the case of here. He was allowed to walk because there were leftover foundations from last time. So, I'm going to go into Agarata now, the rest of the blot. Om Rav Chista, Dorosh Mori Bar Mar, Maidich Siv, the pasuk it says, pasuk to him, the whole Tichla Reisi Kates, for everything there is an end. But your mitzvahs have no end. Rechava mitzvahs ha'ma'id. The mitzvahs have no end. David zalmu David. This thing David said in Tillim. Loi pirshu. He didn't explain what is the kates of the Torah. Is there a limit? Omru Iyev loi pirshu. Iyev said this. He also did not say any type of kates. And we'll bring a pasuk to that soon. Omru Yecheskel loi pirshu. Achapaz zechari ben adoy upirshu. Amru David loy pirshu. David said this. They didn't explain it. Didn't tell us a end. The chesiv l'chol tichla risi kates rechava mitzvahs chamayit. But mitzvahs are very wide. Amru Iev. Iev said this loy pirshu. Chesiv says in the pasuk about the Torah and mitzvahs. Arucha me'eretz mida rechava min hayam. It's longer than anything, any earth you can think of. Rechava, it's wider than the water. But how wide is it? We don't know. The Torah is very wide. They're very long. We don't know how long it is. Amru Yecheskel loy pirshu. Chesiv. It says in the pasuk in Yecheskel, "Vayifrois oisa lefanai." They're talking about a Megillah that's a Torah on it. "Viksuva panim va'achar v'kasuv le'akinim v'hegevhi." What does Gemara explain what that means? "Akinim v'hegevhi." "Kinim zuparan shalosadikim." It said on this Megillah, "Paran shalosadikim ba'olam hazeh." In the olam hazeh, "V'chinu aimer loshen kinim is loshen of pranias." "Kinu hi v'kinu nuha." Vehegezu matan schar of stikim lasalavi, that's the matan schar of stikim lasalavi. Vehinu aimer, hali ali goyim mechina, is he loshen hegez loshen of simcha. Vehezu pranayus of sharasham lasalavi, that's the pranayus of sham lasalavi. Vakaponim, vehinu aimer, says the pasuk, carrying over hoy means pranayus of sham, the tragedies of sham, because it says hoy val hoy vatavay. But all these things don't say an exact shear for anything. Achaboz the chari ben ado, your perishu. Until the chari ben ado gave us some kind of glimpse into the shear of the Torah. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, Vayuimer Elai, Ma'at the Roya, what do you see? Va'amani, so Zechariah answers, I see Roya Megillah Ofa, I see a double Megillah, Orka Esim Ba'ama, Rechava Esim Ba'ama. The length is 20 Amos, and the width is 10 Amos. So he gave a share to this Megillah. V'chiv Shatis Lay, if you open it up, because it was double, Havli Esrim Ba'esrim, then it's 20 by 20. V'ksiv, and it said in the Pasuk, Hiksuva Panav Achar. It said before, by Yecheskel, about this Megillah, that it's written front, on the front and on the back. So if you cut this in half, and then put the front to the back, all on one side, V'chavos Leikama Havila, Abaram V'esrim. It's a 20 by 20 thing after you open it up. Now if you cut it in half, and you put it side by side, it'll be 20 by 40. It'll be 20 by 40. V'ksiv, And it says in the pasuk, "Mi madad b'shalei mayim v'shemayim bezeres tikon," which is talking about with Hashkarish Baruch Hu's amas and zeres. Zeres is a half ama. So it says the whole entire sky is a zeres of Hashkarish Baruch Hu. How big is Megillah in Hashkarish Baruch Hu's amas? It's 40 by 20. If you figure out 40 by 20, so it'll be zeres is a half ama. So let's say you'll figure it out like this. You're going to take a 20 by 40. Take the 20 by 40. So let's say take the first half amma by 40. Is first half amma by 40. And then you do that time. So then it's 40. And you have 40 of those lengths of 40. 40 ammas is 80 zeros. 40 times 80 is 3,200. It'll be 3,200. 40 times 80 is 3,200. 3,200 zeros go in this piece of paper, because the paper is 20 by 40. 20 by 40, and in zeres, it'll be 3,200 zeres. And the shemayim is one zeres. How is that? Because you take a strip of 40 length over here, and it's one zeres. So zeres, so 40 length means there's 80 zeres this way, because 40 amas. It's 40 amas. Okay. So 80 zeres this way. This way, you have 40 zeres. What's 40 times 80? 80. 40 times 80 is 3,200. That's if you figure out on the calculator, 40 times 80 is 3,200. So it's 3,200 zeres. And the whole Shemayim is one zeres. So the Shemayim, we can't imagine how big the Shemayim is, but the Shemayim is 1/3200 of this piece of paper that had the Torah on it. That's how big the Torah is. So here, Zechariah gave us some kind of glimpse into a shear of a Torah. Rather for us, we still have no end to it, but that's just a shear. Nimsa kol ha'olam kulo echa m'shloishes alaf m'sayim b'Torah. See, the whole world is 1/3200 of the Torah. It's 1/3200 of the whole entire Torah, because that's this piece of paper, this Megillah, was written in the Torah on it, and this Torah was 3,200 times the Shemayim, the size of Shemayim.